This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
You have arrived. Welcome to the Aspie World. Here's where we talk about anything and everything ASD in an upbeat and informative way. And now, here's your man on the spectrum, your autism ambassador, Daniel Morgan Jones.
Okay, so Cyber Monday is coming up and people are going to be crazy dropping prices. Buckle up, this is super awesome. Guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan and I make it my life's mission to help empower, improve the lives and upgrade everybody on the autism spectrum to being completely awesome. So if you want to come along that journey with me and help everybody on the autism spectrum reach their full potential, make sure to hit the subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below this video and follow me on all social media. I upload daily videos. Super dope. Guys, what is going on? I am so pumped because I've never done a video like this before, but I use tech daily. Like, I use tech all the time. So I'm going to go down now and break down some of the tech that I think that you should definitely look out for on Cyber Monday, because look, this climate, this economic climate, we're all looking to grab a bargain, right? And there's no greater time to get a good bargain than when Cyber Monday is happening, especially for people on the autism spectrum who need assistive technology to help them, because technology has saved my life, and I mean that. Guys, before I had an iPad and an iPhone or a smartwatch or an Alexa, I was completely useless. Like, I couldn't remember to take my medication. I couldn't remember to get up. I couldn't remember to go to class. My life was pretty much a mess. These assistive technologies, these accessibility technologies have changed my life, and I just wish I had heard about them earlier. So here's my recommendations, what you should be looking out for if you don't already have them. Okay, so the first one is communication apps and devices. Now, communication devices, you can get different ones for autism. They'll be like small like iPad things, or you can buy like a tablet. So any tablet would do. You get a tablet, it could be an Android tablet, it could be an Amazon tablet, or it could be a Apple tablet like the iPads. And you can get apps for these, like Proloto to Go, I hope I'm saying that right, which is an app that allows you to hit symbols and it will speak for you. But if you don't have that app, you can actually just use the tablet to type out a word, highlight it, and get the actual tablet to speak for you. The accessibility functions of tablets have just absolutely exponentially increased. You know, if you have an issue with typing, say you're dyslexic as well as autistic, I use mine to dictate to my phone or my iPad and it will type that out for me. I wrote my book, Autism for Adults, which came out this year, September 26th. Now, Autism for Adults was written completely by me talking to my iPhone whilst running on a treadmill. Absolutely amazing. And that kind of technology, it's just absolutely like mind-blowing. So definitely keep an eye out for tablets and apps for communication. The next one is sensory-friendly devices. Now, you can find lots of different types of things like bubble lamps, strip lights. I have a bunch of different lights in my room. You can see some behind me here. And those are so good because you can change down the warmth of them. You can change down the brightness of them. You can change the color of them. You can have them match to music, make it really ambient. And also big tube bubble lamps. These are so good for sensory-friendly houses or sensory-friendly rooms and environments. I highly recommend checking them out because these are always really good ones that are on deal on Cyber Monday. Definitely check that out. Guys, if you are interested in anything I'm talking about right now, I'm going to try and leave a link to everything on Amazon that I think is handy dandy for you guys so that you can actually check it out. So check the description, see the link, and come Cyber Monday, if it's on your watch list and it's been reduced, then you'll get an alert from Amazon saying, hey, Amazon item in your watch list has been reduced, which is super dope. Okay, so before we get any further, I just want to say thank you to today's video sponsor. Brilia. Now, Brilia is a non-prescription homeopathic medication that I use specifically for ADHD, but you can use it mainly for things like anxiety and stress and reduced feelings of restlessness, irritability, and impulsivity, which is also a really good bonus. Now, the cool thing is that this actually helps increase focus and concentration, which I think is awesome, and it's completely, like, there's no nasties in it. This is not addictive. It's super, super natural, right? So, you can get your hands on this from the link in the description down below, and I will give you a discount, which you can use the code ASPIE15 to get 15% off your first purchase. If you are thinking about taking Brilia, consult with your doctor first just to make sure that everything's kosher. Okay, guys, let's get on with the video. Okay, so the next thing is educational and learning apps. Now, there are so many educational apps and learning apps. And what happens usually on Cyber Monday is that the app stores will have this discount rate, or they'll have a percentage off of different types of apps. This could be things like the language and speech apps. It could be learning for reading and writing, especially if you've got a tablet. It could be like using a stylus to read and write. Then it could be educational apps that could help you boost things like, maybe it's English, or maybe it's mathematics, or maybe it's science. Keep a lookout for these apps because they're always a winner. So the next one is behavioral tracking and other types of wearable tech. Now, wearable tech like a smartwatch or maybe like a Fitbit tracker, these are really good for something. Now, the thing that I find really good to them is you can set up alarms that if your heart rate is increased or it raises, it can send you a little bit of an alert and it tells you to chill out and take a step back and do some breathing. That's fantastic. For me, it's been amazing. Every time my heart increases and it knows that I'm about to melt down, my Apple Watch or my smartwatch will say to me, hey, take some time, take a breath. We can even do relaxation apps on the watch. So definitely look out for those wearable tech behavioral trackers. They're super awesome and they double up as watches and like fitness exercise things. These are really, really good to keep track of all your data and how your heart is fluctuating. Okay, so these last two are my favorite too. The first one is virtual reality. Now, I'm a huge virtual reality buff. Like, I have a Meta Quest Pro, I've got a Meta Quest 2, and I'm also going to buy the Meta Quest 3 when it comes out, and the new Apple Vision, the AR mixed reality glasses. But the reason I find it so interesting is because there's things like job simulators on VR headsets. You can play games, interact with people socially, be who you want to be. The actual accessibility of having virtual reality headsets opens the door to so much possibilities and learnings. You can play things like Minecraft in VR. You can meet friends in whole new worlds and really interact with them and build social confidence. This thing has been amazing for me. I think without VR technology, I think my life would be a lot more confined to just one room. But now, me and my entire team, when we work here on the Aspie World, we have access to each other through VR, and we can sit in like an office in a virtual environment, and it's absolutely amazing. So definitely look out for things like the Meta Quest and the Pico. Those two are probably the biggest ones right now, so I'll try and link them down below again. And the last one, and I absolutely love this, smart home technology. Get an Alexa, Google Home Hub, or a Siri speaker. These are amazing, and they're so affordable. Okay, guys, I'll see you in the next video. Peace. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Make sure you are subscribed because there are people listening right now who are not subscribed to this podcast. I can see you. Make sure you subscribe. Okay, guys, see you in the next one. Peace.